Cobble?
This sounds a little bit better than than what we make of
blood and horn.
All right. Somebody has a good appetite and you say, he sure likes to put away his
food.
What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding?
A sauce.
What do you call food that's taken between regular meals? You call it
a snack.
All right, now when we think of the verb eat and the principal parts of eat, you say, I blank breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Eat.
Yesterday at that time, I had already
eaten.
Last week, I blank breakfast every day.
I ate.
Now, what do people drink for breakfast?
What do? Usually coffee.
How do you make your coffee?
Well, I don't make it because I don't like coffee.
Oh, you don't like dark coffee.
Most people make it in a percolator, unless they use the instant coffee, which you just put in the cup and pour some hot water over. But I never have been a coffee drinker, so I don't know anything about making coffee.
All right. What do you use to drink for breakfast?
Oh, fruit juice and water.
Well, that's good for you. That's why you're so healthy.
All right. I am.
What do you drink when you're thirsty during the day?
Water, a Coke maybe in the hot weather.
Well, what do you usually drink it out of? Oh, when you mentioned drinking a glass of water, what do you usually drink it out of?
A glass.
All right. When we think of the verb break and the principal parts of it, we say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
You might say, I didn't
break it,
but someone else has
broken it.
And now the principal parts of drink. If I ask you how much did you drink, you say, I
drank
a lot of it. Then you might ask me, how much have you?
Oh, drunk.
And then you might say, we sure blank a lot of water.
We sure drank a lot of water.
When dinner is on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them?
Dinner is ready.
All right. Now, like if you have company for dinner and you're all standing around and like they usually wait for the hostess to ask them to be seated, what do you tell your company when you're ready for them to be seated?
Well, if we're very formal, we'll say, our meal is ready. We would like for you to come on into the dining room. But if it's just informal, you say, come on, the food is on.
All right, now, like, what did you tell your son when he was growing up, when you'd been calling him and calling him for a meal, and then he finally came in there, and what would you tell him when you wanted him to eat his supper? What would he have
to say? Come on and wash your hands and eat your meal. I want to wash the dishes.
Get through with your part of
it.
Somebody might come into your dining room and you might ask them, still thinking about the verb sit, what would you say? Want you
sit here.
So then he
sat
and began to eat. No one else was standing. They had all
sat down.
If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say,
taste the potatoes.
Or if you want them to just start the dish that's right in front of them, what might you say to them?
Just help yourself to this corn or what have you.
Now, if he did go ahead and, you might say, well, he went ahead and